The town of Newmarket wants to set a target of 6,400 new housing units to be built by 2031. The town is making its own target that will be reviewed by council October 23. The town has previously said the provincially set target of 12,000 was too unrealistic. Council will also be reviewing a draft budget and a development charge deferral for a development on Lundy's Lane. Here is what Newmarket today will be following. New housing pledge. Newmarket wants to create its own housing target after a months-long dispute with the province. The town's proposed target would be 6,400 new units by 2031, including at least 1,100 rental units and 350 non-profit, subsidized units. Staff looked at other potential targets like 10,500 based on complete and anticipated development applications or 9,100 units based on market analysis but decided against recommending them due to sewage servicing capacity constraints. With York Region estimating Newmarket could go from about 2,600 units of servicing capacity available right now up to 7,000 starting in 2027 or 2028 through sewage upgrades. Staff recommended the target of 6,400 units. When the additional capacity does become available, the construction activity, which is driven by the building industry, will have to ramp up significantly to make up for the lag in the previous few years, the report said. The town has pushed back on the target set by the province due to those sewage capacity concerns. Mayor John Taylor said in the spring that the province had indicated it would come up with an adjusted target but then received a letter August 22 from the former Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing Steve Clark to commit to the original 12,000 housing target. Lundy's Lane development. The town is planning to provide some development charge deferrals to an apartment building coming to Lundy's Lane. Matera Developments is working to develop the building, to be located along Watson Avenue, Lundy's Lane and Bolton Avenue, with 76 units. With all 76 of the units proposed to meet the affordable rental criteria of York Region's five-year deferral program, town staff recommend proceeding with such a deferral. This will help to achieve Newmarket's and York Region's affordable rental housing goals, the report said. The development charges, meant to help pay for municipal infrastructure to service growth, will still have to be paid in 5 years. The policy also requires that rental units must remain affordable for at least 20 years, and the development must operate as a rental for 20 years. Budget talks. The town's budget deliberations will continue with a preliminary discussion on a $70.5 million capital budget. Included in that is $18.1 million devoted to engineering and $35.8 million to parks and recreation, with $30.3 million going to major projects with values exceeding $1 million. The town will also confirm figures for its water and wastewater increases. With a gap due to inflation, council directed staff to phase in an increase in the stormwater rate over 3 years. With that in place, staff project and average lot will have its annual stormwater cost increase by $125 in 2024. Budget deliberations will continue next month, with the tax-supported operating budget up for discussion November 13. The town is streaming the Committee of the Whole meeting at 1 p.m. You can view the session at newmarket.ca/meetings or attend in person at 395 Mullock Drive. You can also arrange a deputation or send correspondence by emailing clerks@newmarket.ca.